Blog Talk Radio.
Go, go, they gonna love you, love you, love you. K-Dime, Grim Caesar, and Bloodshot. Yeah, fast car, superstar, hit rod, that's the line. Roll the dice, roll the dice. I'm a boss, I shine, gotta get what's mine, it's a southern thing, so come on down, you're by the G-code, so I walk the line, drop the top and let the pure recline, I got some things and I can't complain, so I'm on the grind to enhance my fame, y'all parlay, I'm simply hogging lanes, not to mention moving faster than a passenger train.
Take a trip beside the life of a young nigga twice as nice. And niggas wanna rap just like the rap device. Tight sights, you price, you dig, I had it froze. Felt up in the club like, hey, what a hoe. Thug ass nigga from the BA. And we ain't taking no shit from you punk ass PA. S-T-A, D-O-N, the hot nigga on the spot. When I'm in the minute drop, when it's on, do you drop it? Cause they be cocky. Run up in the crib, though, wanna be your poppin'. Flip the fuck out, you the clip in the tech. Tip in the Lexus, straight for the jet. It's a war zone, my niggas telling me to slow down, cause I speak about man. Niggas on the block till they hit us, be swarming, and we get it on it.
Fast car, superstar, hit rod, that's the line. Roll the dice, shorty ride, that's the line.
They told me do it big, know your boy when it did. Bought me some cars in a big crib. $5,000 off in my britches. If y'all wanna be like me, get about your business. If you hear that thing pop, you know it's closed curtain. Standing in my way, I'm swinging, hitting you on purpose. The game, it is hurting, and I am gonna fix it. Up all the nuts, gossiping like bitches. I'm pumping on this pill, kept me higher than the angel. I love a small burner, I keep strapped on eight, so my bank roll is blank. Money sitting heavy, riding in the Chevy, same color as spaghetti.
Fast car, superstar, hit rod, that's the line. Roll the dice, name the line, shorty ride, that's the line.
Yeah.
Who am I? Who are you? I am me, and you are who? I'm a hustler, fucker, not your average Joe. With that average flow, got that beverage flow. Getting that capital with dope, dog. I done did it. No done, dada, done harder than this damn dog done did it. I drink that casual Henny. I am casually filthy, so fashionably sickening. These shoes are swine flu. Ooh, I ain't through, move, just a dope dude. I am so rude, do what them giants do. Black Caesar, that's what I rap, homie. But I don't rap, homie. I saran rap, so man.
Fast car,
superstar, hit rod, that's the line. Roll the dice,
roll the dice.
Name the line. Shorty ride, that's the line.
Fast car,
superstar, hit rod, that's the line. Roll the dice,
roll the dice.
Name the line. Shorty ride, that's the line.
Yo, how's everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's doing really, really good, because tonight is going to be a great show. You know what? I see the phone lines going berserk right now. We got so many people on the phone lines, they're almost filled up, and the show hasn't even got started yet, man. That's the first time I've ever seen that right there. I think it's because we got the legendary Curtis Blow on the phone, so that's why everybody's trying to tune in tonight, man. You see the phone lines. They're going crazy. The phone lines are just about filled up. Just to give you guys an idea, we only got 100 phone lines that you can pick up. So, guys, the phone lines are about filled. Hey, let me get on started. Let me get started with my show. You're on the DJ Black Season Friends show. This is where it all goes down. You just heard our hit single. That was my brother Coke, my brother Grim Caesar, and some more of our guys. That's Bloodshot and Kate Polo, man. And me on the hook, guys. I hope you like that song right there. It's out right now. Get it on iTunes. Get it anywhere. It's playing in every major area right now going on. Check it out. The Fast Cars. You know what it is. Hey, DJ Black Caesar right here. I want to introduce my guest. I got on the phone tonight. Hey, man, we got a great lineup tonight, man. I'm so proud to have these people on the phone. I got my girl on the phone, the upcoming superstar, upcoming Nate Shorty out the rain, man. Her name is L'Oreal. What's up, L'Oreal? How you doing, baby? Oh, wow. I ain't got the phone lines off. Oops. Hey, I'm sorry, guys. Let me get the phone lines open. Let me get her phone line open. And let's get our phone line open right quick. I don't know what's going on with the software, but it's going really, really slow. So you guys, please bear with me. I got to find Curtis Blow's number. Okay. How you doing, L'Oreal? Are you there, L'Oreal? I'm seeing it. Oh, Joelle. I'm sorry, babe. Are you there? Joelle, are you there?
Yes, I am in. I am in.
Well,
yes.
I messed your name up, man. But hey, you know what? If I was calling you L'Oreal, you'd be out there, baby. Wow.
I was like, L'Oreal, who is that?
Hey, I'm sorry about the mix-up, dog. Oh, my man, let me turn his phone line on. I see my man Curtis Blow out there. Let me cut his line on.
All right,
Blow,
cool.
How you doing, my brother?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you loud and clear, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, it's all good, man. Glad to be here. Glad to be on the show. Hey, Joelle.
Hey, what's up?
All right.
Hey,
how you doing?
We are glad to have you guys on the show tonight, man. But let me get done, man. I still got one more person to introduce. Hey, Harold, where you at, Harold? Are you there, Harold?
Hey, man, what's going on, Caesar? Man, I'm here, man. I had to borrow 50 cents to use the phone, man, so I could call in, man.
Wow, man. Every week you got to borrow 50 cents to go to the pay phone, man. Hey, where's your phone, man, brother?
I'm actually on it, man. I'm here in front of the beer and wine store, man. You know, pay phone, pay me, man, so I can make some money.
Yeah. But that's not the phone you keep in your pocket. So I'm asking you, where is your cell phone at, brother?
Oh, man, my brother Gerald has that, man. He took it, man. I can't find it, man. Hopefully he'll call in a little while.
And you know what? I think I see Gerald out there. Hey, Gerald, are you out there, Gerald the junkie?
Hey, man, Caesar, you know what I wanted to tell you, man?
I don't know.
He's on the brakes, man.
Do what, Harold?
He's on the brakes, man. That's what happens.
Curtis Blow, he's on the brakes. I get you, brother. I get you, man. Hey, dude, I got something we're going to play a little special. Just give me a second, man. I see somebody. Hey, dude, I see a guy tuning in. I see a brother tuning in that hasn't been here in about maybe 2 months. I see him tuning in, man. Let me see what this guy is talking about right now. Let me get his mic on. Willie the Redneck. Where you at, Willie the Redneck?
I'm actually right now, Caesar, in the Hyatt County jail facility.
Oh, you're in jail?
I'm in jail, Caesar. I had to come to jail because...
I did things
out there in the free world, and I need a break. That's why I need Curtis Blow trying to help get me a break.
Everybody want Curtis
Blow.
Hey,
what you get arrested for?
Hey, Harold. Willie.
Harold,
is Miss Mail with you?
She around here somewhere, the old hag. Wait a minute. Caesar, I'm in jail, buddy. She's around somewhere.
get Miss Ma'am to the phone, Willie, if you can, because I need to holler at her, because we got to get to the bottom of it. Hey, Dad, check it out.
I'm going
to
tell you.
And Willie, we're
going to for a second.
Okay, Earl.
For a second,
I mean, Willie, you get her to the phone, and I'm going to introduce Curtis Blow one more time. Curtis Blow, what's up, brother? Come front and center, my man. You're going to be first up.
All right.
We always have our major artists be first up, so you're going to be the first one up. Man, you got the phone lines going crazy tonight, dude. I got so many people on the phone. We probably got a few more phones to let somebody pick up, man. So hopefully somebody will pick up those other phones in a minute. Boy, I swear, man.
I'm
thrilled to be talking to you, my man.
So what's happening? What's going on?
Hey, man, that's what we want to know with you, man. I want you to tell everybody out there listening, hey, you know what? We're going to go to a song real quick. We're going to go to a song real quick, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Curtis Blow. We're going to let him tell you guys who he is and what he's been doing for the past since 1984. He's going to let us know what he's been doing since basketball. I'm playing basketball. Hey, that's one of my all-time favorites right there. I'm sorry, guys. I know I can't rap and sing, but I had to let that out right there. That's my man, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, we'll be right back with you in a minute, my man. You got a lot to talk. Hey, and same thing with Joelle. Joelle, you got a lot to talk about too, baby. You got to come in here and
yes.
Let us know what you got going. All right.
Most definitely.
Right. We want both of you guys. Both of you guys going to shine tonight. I tell you that. Give me a second. I just bought myself out of there. Let me get back in the queue. Hey, Willie, where you at, Willie? I'm still waiting for Miss Mail.
I'm right here, Caesar, man. I'm trying to get you to do me a favor.
How you doing, Miss Ma'am? How you doing, Miss Ma'am? You don't come on the show doing
my
favor.
I just need you to do me a favor, honey. I want you to turn up that music loud. You can turn it up because this hearing aid ain't working right.
Okay, Miss Ma'am, I got you. I can do that. No problem. Hey, Miss Ma'am, we got a legend on the phone, and we got a little man. Hey. Miss Ma'am, I'm trying to talk to you.
Me and my grandbabies, we used to be breakdancers. Always music back in the day.
All right.
I get
it. That octopus is right now. Breakdancers always music.
Wow, you still can break dance?
I can still do it, honey. I can break dance. I be breakdancing all over the place.
Wow. Okay, Miss Ma'am, sit back and relax. Sit back and relax, lady. And I'm going to play a song right quick, and we'll be right back with more of Curtis Blow.
Show love. Yeah, love over hate, rule over faith, goes with fate. I know you. Born in Jamaica, raised in the States. Forward movements, raised in the States. They say the same, but they're raising the race against the machine, I'm ready to rage. We are humans, no matter your race, no matter your culture, the color of your face. Bread and surfaces and tell you with cake. We can't got a taste for wherever your plate. Program is placed, so program your ways. Program decisions you choose and make. The dangle straight roots in the front of your face. Hoping your brakes make a horrid mistake. No matter what they do, we control our fate. Always show love, it overpowers the hate. Show love. Recognize a fold and nine. As long as everyone home is fine, so you love. Love will make a weak man.
Wow. That was my guy right there. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Bottles song right there, man. Bottles killing it on the ones and twos. But you know what? I'm going to kill it even more and bring my guy to the front and center stage. Curtis Blow, what's up, baby? What's going on, man?
All right. Well, it's all good. It's all good, man. I'm celebrating. Did you know it's the 30th anniversary of my song Basketball? So we are celebrating.
Wow. Are you serious?
30 years of music and sports, hip hop and sports. You know, every rapper wants to be a basketball player. Every basketball player thinks he can rap. So, you know, we're connected.
Yeah.
At the hip because it takes rhythm to be a rapper. It takes rhythm to play basketball, you know, when you slam dunking, when you dribble in, even when you blocking the shot, you know, it takes timing. It takes rhythm to do that. So that's the connection right there of hip-hop.
Wow.
And sports. So
wow.
We're celebrating the 30th anniversary, y'all.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, brother?
I won my first trophy about 30 years ago.
I won my first trophy
about 30 years ago off that song right there. I slammed on all my grandchildren off that song.
Okay. So,
I can still slam dunk on the sucker.
Miss Ma'am, will you listen to what I'm saying? I can't even answer. You won't even let me talk. Miss Ma'am, so you're saying you know Curtis Blow from back in the days?
I know his music. My grandchildren used to jam his music, and I used to go out there on the basketball court when he was playing ball, and I used to slam dunk on all of them and their friends, and I mean, I just had some fun.
Hey, man, I definitely know Curtis Blow's music back in the day, man, because we actually used to break dance here in the Wheaton, Maryland area, man. There's a wonderful music, man.
Oh, cool.
You know, I had my old version of song. The song went like, they playing basketball. I even had this song called, I'm slam dunking on all of y'all.
Okay, Miss Ma'am. Thanks a lot. Hey, Curtis, now I got a question for you, man. You've been around for a long, long, I'm not going to say make it sound real bad, but you've been around for a long, long time. So that song you did back in 1984, how was it working with Def Jam when you first brought that song out, man?
Oh, no, that was actually... I was never signed to Def Jam. I was always on Polygram, which was Mercury Records, a major label.
Okay.
And then Russell and I, you know, he was my manager during that time.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
That was when Def Jam first started.
Right?
Yeah. Russell and I went to college together. And started this thing, hip hop. So it was on Polygram, but it was a nice time. You know, that was a real exciting time in my life because I didn't know the song was going to be so powerful. You know,
right.
The fact that not only did the NBA embrace the song, and I started working with the NBA, and I got to meet all the great players and stuff. You know, like Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan and Shaq and Patrick Ewing and Dr. J even.
What about Larry Bird?
I met Magic Johnson. I didn't get to meet Larry Bird. I'm still waiting to meet my man Larry Bird. He's a bad dude right there.
That's that same kid. That's that white boy, like. He like Tweety Bird with some long legs.
Yeah, so we're doing a big celebration down in Miami with the Miami Heat. I'm going down there on February 27th. It's a game down at the American Airlines Arena between the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks are coming into town. So I'm going down there and we're going to do a big celebration at halftime and then to a big after party. I get to hang out in the locker room with all the fellas and everything.
Cool.
So
that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm gonna
We're going to have some good fun with the two-time world champs, Miami Heat.
That's what it is.
Oh, check it out. I got a question for you. Now, here's because of you, Curtis Blow, I got my first Jerry Curl. It wasn't because of Michael Jackson. It was because Curtis Blow, I got my first Jerry Curl because I was out there playing ball.
Now, why did you get a curl?
I thought it was so sexy on you, so I just got it because, you know, I got tired of braiding my hair all the time. Not even just braiding hair. They ain't getting Jerry curl no more. They braiding their hair.
For me, the reason why I did it was, you know, the curls were for the girls. But now, is that the same thing for you?
Well, for me, I was a girl back then. That was for me. I mean.
Okay. All right. I got you. Just checking, wow. Moms.
Yeah, my grandchild, my little two-year-old grandbaby wanted to get a Jerry Curl now and play basketball. I had to watch some Curtis Blow's old videos like about 2 weeks ago. He remember everything.
Well, you know, we're coming up on 2014, and we're fighting for women just like you, and all the women in America. We're fighting for them with this new law called the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, where women can get paid the same as a man in the workplace. Did you know that women are not equal still in this country, in the workplace, in America? So we're fighting for this. It's called the ERA. I got a rap song I did, a We Are the World rap song I'm doing right now. It's not finished yet. I think you guys got the copy of it. But I got Bone Crusher on it, Melly Mel, Grandmaster Melly Mel, Kid and Play so far, and Chub Rock and myself on the song. And we're going to get everybody. Everybody's going to be on it. About 35 rappers on going to be on this.
Wow. That is a lot.
It's coming.
Willie, hold on 1 second. I'm talking to Miss Ma'am. Hold on 1 second, brother. Hey, Miss Ma'am, did you know Curtis Blow was a pastor now? He's a pastor of a church, so he's pretty religious. So I don't want you asking any of those questions you ask all the other artists. I don't want you getting too crazy with it, all right, Miss Ma'am? We're not going to do that tonight, all right?
I don't know what you're talking about, honey. The devil is a liar. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to keep things right here. I'm just trying to keep things right.
Let me tell you something. I got the Holy Ghost right now. The Curtis Blow is on his show.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Hey, Ms. Ma'am, I didn't mean to offend you, Ms. Ma'am.
You offended me. I'm on here with Pastor Blow, and I'm doing everything I can to keep a good behavior on this show. You just offended me.
Hey, Curtis, check it out. Miss Ma'am and Willie, they ain't been here in about 2 months, man. Now they're here, and now they want to take over the show, man. So if you don't mind, I'm going to let her take over the show, whatever she want to say, man. As long as they don't offend you any kind of way, bro, because I'm not trying to take over no show.
That's that old hag taking over the show. That's not me at all. I'm just sitting here listening to everything going on, and I'm about to get on my horse in a minute, go out here and clear the snow a little bit.
I thought you was in jail. Didn't you just tell us you were in jail? Damn, didn't you just tell us you were in jail, man? A minute ago?
Just got it.
All right, so I'm going to tell you the truth, buddy. I need some money from you, so I'm about to ask you for some extra money. I need the bail money to get out. I need like $300 extra dollars.
Wow. Okay, Willie, we'll talk after the show. Can we get on with an interview? Hey, where's Harold at? Hey, Harold, where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, I'm right here, man. I tell you, man, I'm really confused, man. You got this old lady, I can't really focus because it sounds like she doesn't have her teeth in, man. Then you got this drunk guy in jail, man, and I'm sitting here at the payphone, you know, really wanting just to find out what's going on with Curtis Blow nowadays, man. He's a pioneer, man.
Hey, Harold, watch.
I was in jail last week, Caesar. And I need $300 from you, and I'm asking you right now, can you give me $300?
I can't really talk to you about that over the phone right now, my brother, but we'll talk later. Hey, Harold, what I was asking you when you're talking about Willie and Miss Mayoff, dude, I was going to ask you, you talked to me earlier today, you had all kind of questions with Curtis Blow, you said you couldn't wait for Curtis Blow to be on the phone. Night's on the phone, and I don't hear you saying anything to him, so please direct your questions towards Curtis Blow.
Oh, man, absolutely, man. Well, I know that he was talking something about the equal rights for women, man. I think that we should touch base on that, man. That's like something that's really spectacular nowadays, man. The president's doing it, and just to hear Curtis Blow's opinion on this all would be great, man.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it, you know. So like I was saying, the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, Fighting for Women's Equality, right? It's going down this November is the vote. So everyone who can vote should go out and vote for their state to pass this ratification. We need 38 states to pass the law so that women can have their equal rights. Finally, we have 35 states. We need 3 more. So those states are in the South. Georgia, South Carolina, and New Orleans, Louisiana, and those states need to pass the ratification. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I know it's 3 states that we need. So do whatever you can to get out there and let everybody know women do not have equal rights. We're given rights to men to marry men and women to marry women. And
right.
Where are our rights for women in the workplace?
Right.
Since the birth of a nation. Since the birth of a nation, it hasn't been a law. Wow. So I have the song.
Wow.
Can you play the song?
Yeah. We're going to play your song, my brother, but we're going to talk to you for a few more minutes, and then we're going to go into the song. I'm going to pull a song up while Harold's asking you a couple questions. You guys go ahead and talk, Harold, and I'm going to pull the song
up. Hey, Harold.
Oh, man, how you doing, Curtis? You know, a lot of people really don't realize how much success you are, man. You know, I understand that you were the first commercial successful rapper and the first to sign with a major record label, man. And, you know, this is stems from your single, The Breaks, in 1980, the debut album. It's the first certified gold record rap song, man. Can you tell us what it was like to be put on that pedestal back in those days?
Well, it was all a dream world, man. I was like 19 years old, coming out of the ghetto, out of Harlem, and just traveling to places I never even dreamed I would ever be able to go to, you know, going to Paris and Berlin and Brussels and China and Japan and just traveling all around because I was on a major label. So that means that we had a major office in every major city. And, you know, I would roll into the city and go to the office, and they'd have all the press set up in the conference room. You know, every office had a big conference room where we all met, and they'd have it lined up. All the press would be lined up throughout the day. You know, every hour is a different, like, magazine, newspaper, radio, television. They all were coming through doing all the press and everything. And it was documented back then because, you know, being on that major label, I did the promotion work. They flew me everywhere and sent me everywhere, and I did all the press. So that's the one thing I remember about it. That was it was like a dream world, and everybody was really excited, and it was a fun time because it was fresh, new. Everybody wanted to know what is going on with this hip-hop. What is hip-hop? And I was the guy letting them know.
Yeah. So, now, quote me if I'm wrong. You were the first rapper to perform overseas. Is that correct?
Right. Correct.
Yeah, man, that's like incredible. Did you ever think that doing hip-hop and stuff would actually take it that far, man?
Wow, I always knew that it was something special, something really, really special by the way the crowd would react. Sometimes the people would just be in a frenzy when you catch them right and you got the vibe right and it's about 12, 1 o'clock at night and you throw on that great song, the number one song in the city, and you throw it on. It's like a frenzy. I knew that frenzy was something that was a vibe, an energy, or in this case, a spirit that was traveling around New York City, all around those five boroughs, and it spread around the world, man. So I was surprised. I never knew that it would be that big as it was, I mean, internationally. And that's just the power of God. You know, God is awesome.
Absolutely, man. Praise to that, man. Now, another thing I wanted to touch base on, man, I'm a huge fan of yours, man. I really appreciate you coming on the show. But you had this thing going on that you helped co-coordinate the King Holiday. And that whole thing
right.
was sponsored and paid for by the one and only Prince. Now, what was
well,
that
video,
like, you know, putting
video,
that whole project together?
Yeah, well, Prince paid for the video, the music video. But yes, it was the Martin Luther King Jr. song called King Holiday was my biggest production of my life. I got a chance to produce and write for people like Whitney Houston and Stephanie Mills and rest in peace to Tina Marie, Menudo, Ricky Martin. You know, wow, Kool and the Gang, all these great, incredible people were on this song, and it was just a glorious time. So I get this telephone call, you know, before the song, I get a telephone call, and I pick up the phone, ring, ring, ring. I say, hello, hello, Curtis, this is Dexter Scott King, and I want you to make a song about my father. And I said, whoa, 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 who is this, who is this? This is Dirk. Click. I hung up on him.
Oh, wow, man.
Two or three times, I didn't believe it was him, right? So after the third time of him calling me back, we finally got together, and we've been friends ever since, man. I'm friends with the family, the King Foundation, Martin Luther III. I help him campaign for my good buddy, Dex, you know. Man, what a great family, what a great legacy. I was just honored, really honored. The honor was mine to be a part of that whole thing. And,
nice.
And big shout out to Prince because he did pay for the video. My record company, PolyGram, paid for the song and all the studio time, flying everybody here and there and pressed up the song and put it out. But Prince actually paid for the music video.
Oh, wow, man, that's incredible. Now, let me ask you, what brought the transformation on of you just going and teaching ministry classes at Nyack College and, you know, doing the whole hip-hop church thing? What brought that on?
Well, I wasn't teaching. I was actually a student. I went back to college a second time. And, you know, that was a long transition period from about 98, about 6 or 7 years it took me to actually transform and do that transformation from, you know, secular into the kingdom. And it all started when I was reading the Bible, just being bored one night, didn't have nothing to do, didn't want to take any drugs, you know, didn't want to have any unprotected sex, just chilling one night. You know, nothing was on TV. So I picked up the Bible and started reading the Bible. And it became a mission of mine to finish, because I became so interested and fascinated by those stories in the Old Testament, you know. And I found out that when I was a kid, I loved those stories, you know, watching them on TV, like, you know, Ben-Hur and the robe and the Ten Commandments and the Bible and all that stuff, Moses and all that, all those miracles and all that. Seeing that on TV as a kid, then I'm here, I'm reading the Bible, and I'm finding out all of this stuff is in, Samson is in the Bible. And I was reading about, you know, Moses, of course, and King David and Solomon and Elijah and, man, so many great stories in the Old Testament. So I got to the Gospels and read about Jesus, of course, the miracles, all he, you know, the great healer and the great teacher he was, and just incredible stories in the Gospels, and learning about Peter and John and Paul and all the disciples. And then I got to Revelation, of course, the last book, and that was what did it for me. If you ever read Revelations, folks, I don't want to scare you or anything like that, but it is a vivid book. It's the most incredible book I've ever read, the most incredible book in the Bible. Just the imagery, just imagine, you could picture what you're reading so clear, and it's just incredible about, you know, the end times that are coming and how the world's and tribulations and, you know, just incredible. Just incredible book. So
hey, Kurt,
I started going
I got
to church
for you, buddy.
And got sorry, saved. Yeah.
I got a question
what
for
is
you. One question for you. I don't want to disturb you. I don't want to break you. You know, I don't want to come in between what you're trying to say about the Bible and Revelation, but do you believe that white men that can't jump playing basketball would burn a lake of fire and get ran over by a bunch of black guys on the basketball court?
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that now. That's something else.
Wow.
What an imagination. I can't even
really
repeat
believe
that.
I just came up with that myself, buddy. I was always wondering about this. So I was a kid, you know, I was wondering about this because the only way I could actually just dunk a basketball, I had to get on my horse and get on the horse and stand on top of the horse and dunk the basketball and beat everybody.
Hey, Mr. Curtis, bro, I got a question for you, man. Now, this is important to me because I am totally an old school lover of all the old hip hop in the old days when, in my own opinion, this was the real time of music. Now, what do you think about where the music is going nowadays as far as hip-hop?
It's always changing, you know. Music, you can never pinpoint music and say what's going on because it's more spiritual than anything and it moves with the spirit. So I can say this. I see a lot of fusion happening, you know, a lot of rappers singing, a lot of rappers doing collabs with other artists and other genres of music like jazz or rock and roll or, you know, in the country and western even. A lot of collabs happen, a lot of fusion. And then if you travel outside of America, cats don't rap in English anymore outside of America. You go to Germany, they rap in German now. You go to Italy,
right,
they rap in Italian. You go to Spain, they rap in Spanish. You go to Japan, they rap in Japanese, and so on and so forth. So the countries outside of America have embraced hip-hop, but now they have made it their own hip-hop. So it's a German hip-hop scene. No, this is
right.
German hip-hop. This ain't no American bull crap. Yeah.
That's right. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were in Target today and you passed by the music section where they have all the hip-hop CDs, whose CD would you pick up?
Probably mine. That's about it.
How about the new artist? Anybody new that you think that it might be doing something really spectacular that you would listen to?
Maybe Curtis Blow Jr., my son. He's doing some incredible stuff. Check for him, CurtisBlowJr.com. But
yeah.
I don't
know.
I guess Nas. I'll check for him or Busta Rhymes. I like his stuff. I think Busta's really underrated. If Eminem puts something out, I probably would check for him. Jay-Z is always a favorite. You know, I like everybody, man. You know, this is hip hop. I love it all. I find the good. There's good in everybody. There's something good in everybody. So I have to find that and then key in on that. Forget about the negative. You know what I mean?
That's right. I agree 100%. Man, it's such a pleasure having you on the show. Hey, Caesar, my brother just got on the phone. Gerald, are you here, man?
Hey, man. What's going on, man? How you doing, man?
Hey, Gerald.
Glad you finally made it, man. I got Curtis Blow on the line, man.
Hey, man. How you doing, Kurt?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm a big fan, man. I've been listening to you since I was, like, real small, man.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you much.
You're still real small,
I got a question
small,
for
man.
You,
you
too,
dog.
Man.
Hey, dog. You haven't grown up. You're still small.
That's true. I got a question for you, Mr. Blow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, if your woman steps out with another man and she runs off with him to Japan, what's that mean?
That's the break. Hey, listen. That's between her and God.
I was gonna say that's
her and God. That's her and God. That's her and God. That's
the breaks.
Yeah, that's the breaks. You know. A lot of people don't know this, but you know, God is behind the breaks. The good things and bad things that can happen to you in your life. God is the one that made it happen.
You're right.
That's
the break.
That's the break. That is God, and that is God.
Hey guys, check it out. All right, let's go to one of your songs right now. Let's go to ERA. Hey, Curtis Blow, if you don't mind, can you go ahead and introduce that song so I can play it for you?
Yes, y'all. It's your boy Curtis Blow right here on the Black Caesar Friends Show. This is my new song called The ERA Rap, Equality for Women. Let's go.
Like the Declaration of Independence, we hold a certain truth as self-evident that all men are created equal. Wait a minute. They said all men. It's a little deceitful. The forefathers said all men. But what about women? They should have
the same
for
rights,
equal rights for women.
ERA.
ERA.
Equal means equal. 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 Equal means equal.
America, the beautiful, been living the lie.
Since the birth of the nation, no one ever asked why.
Do we treat our women like they're just second class?
Keeping them down, man, we're living in the past.
They have no equal rights under federal law.
And it sounds like a joke, but it's a serious flaw. And most of us Americans just don't understand. A woman in this country is equal to a man.
Equal means equal, God. Equal means equal, God. Equal means equal, God. Equal means equal. Is it okay? Is it right? Are we right? Is it right? Is it right? Is it wrong? Tell me on.
Rights for women in the USA. Same. Sign your name. Please
Today, women still don't have the same rights as men. It's time for justice. If not now, then when? 21st century America. If not here, then where? Our families are suffering, not a penny to spare. A woman makes 77 cents to a man's dollar. A black woman makes 68 cents to a man's dollar. A Latina makes 59 cents to a man's dollar. Now that crap right there just makes you wanna holler.
Equal means equal. Is it okay? Is it right? Is it right? Is it wrong? Tell me on the song.
last year went down to 53, a travesty. Disrespecting our women throughout our history. We say we love the children, so why we hate the mom? Let's pay a woman nothing so we can build more bombs. Freedom and equality, ain't that what we stand for? Or is it just for big business and not the working poor? Equality is what we believe in. We've never been defeated. Let's start treating people like how you want to be treated. Equal.
Nice, 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 nice. Hey, Dad, wow. You are right here live the first time on the DJ Black Caesar show. My boy, my man, Curtis Blow putting it down with the equal opportunity, guys. That was what's up right there, Curtis Blow. That was a nice little joint, man. I was digging it, man. Hey, let me ask you another question, Curtis Blow. When you produced that song right there, it sounds like you had a little Prince in there. Was that a little Prince in the background?
that's a guy. His name is Paul Martin, and he is out here in Cali, and he actually is a writer producer himself. He did a song for LL Cool J called what's it? Around the Way Girl.
Around the Way Girl.
Oh wow,
that.
Man, that's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, he's singing on it. But it's not finished yet. You know, we're still working on it. I got to get a lot of artists on it. As you can see, the second and third verse is all Curtis. So I got to replace myself with the other new artists of today. So we're going to get Drake and Lil Wayne and Dr. Dre and A$AP Rocky and on and on. Everybody who we can. You know, let's do this and make history.
Hey,
we're making history with this.
Hey, Curtis, Joelle said, the girl's on the phone. She said you get her. She just said to me, she said, he can get me.
Yes, Joelle, we need you, baby. We need you, baby.
Yes. Most definitely.
Wow,
You and Nicki Minaj going back to back.
Hey, Caesar, man, I noticed these lines are lit up, man. Could you possibly maybe take some questions from some callers?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Check it out, guys. Give me a second because I got so many people out there. I got to go through these numbers right quick. Let me see.
Joel, make sure I get your number and your email.
Hey, brother, I'll give you all that. I'll give you everything.
Okay.
The first call I'm going to take is 863. Your mic is open now, 863. You got a question? Got to make it quick now because I'll hang up on you in a minute. I've got to put your phone back on mute if you can't see. 863-496. Okay. Got to put your phone back on mute. Okay. I'm going to take another caller. Okay. I see you out there. Let me open up your mic right quick, 202. 202, you got a question? Like you make a comment?
Yeah, what's going on? I got a comment.
What's up, brother? Who is that talking?
What's going on? This is my name, Ron from D.C.
Okay, brother, what you got, man?
Yeah, my question for JoJo, the upcoming singer. That's my, I'm trying to make her my future right now, so I'm just here for support. She's going far, though.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks a lot, my brother. We're going to put you back hold. We're going to put you back on hold, all right? We're going to put you back on hold. She's coming up next, man. As soon as we get done with Curtis Blow, when he gets his social network, she'll be the one that's coming up. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to take another caller. 407, I open up your mic. You have a comment or would you like to ask a question in Betty? 407-433. Go ahead, caller. We can hear you.
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. We can hear you.
Hey, this is Victoria, Joelle's sister. I just want to support her and say I love you. I always love you. And she's like the best singer ever, so you guys are doing something good. She's going to go very far.
Thank you.
I love you too.
Hey, hold on for a second. She's coming up next, ma'am. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm going to take one more call.
When you answer the phone, let them know this is Curtis Blow on right now, and then we can have them call later for her.
Yeah, right. Okay, I got you, man. Thanks a lot. I got you.
Yeah, I have to talk to you because
757. Your mic is open. Do you have a question? Would you like to make a comment?
Oh, yeah, dude, man, this is fucking crazy, man. Oh, my God, I've never, like, talked to anybody like this before. It's crazy. Dog,
hello? You got me lost. What are you talking about, 757?
Man, yo, I don't know, dog. I was talking about boys. Like, yeah, yo, I'm on the Steve Harvey show talking to Curtis Blow, my girl and whatnot. I'm like, no, you're not. Call me right now. Call me right now. And he's like, all right, call me. This is crazy.
Hey, check
yeah,
it out,
I feel like Joel is going to be
Do you have a question for Curtis Blow, sir?
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, dude, I got a big question for Curtis.
Wow, I just put this dude back on mute, man. I'm sorry, brother. What's your question, caller?
Man, yo, what was it like, man, coming out, like, in the early 80s, dog, you know, coming out of nowhere, one of the first, like, real MCs to really, like, get signed and stuff like that? Like, I know it must have been crazy.
Yeah, it was. It was, like I said, it was a dream world, you know. I would go out there, sold out show, see 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, and, you know, they were just going crazy. And most of these people had never seen rap before. So my experience in just being an MC throughout the New York area, you know, around the boroughs, for about 5 or 6 years, I was doing that as a DJ and MC. So I had the experience of knowing how to rock the crowd, and that came into play when I started going out and dealing with those audiences. So I wasn't scared, you know what I mean? I was like, no stage fright. I was going out there killing the audiences. So it was good. It was great. It was a great time.
Absolutely. Caller, man, thanks for calling in. CJ, go ahead and let's see if we got another question before we keep on going.
Yeah, hold on, Harold. We're going to take one more question. Like Harold said, I'm going to open up your mic, 786. 786, do you have a question?
Yo. Yes, sir. First of all, I want to say big up to DJ Black Seed, Stacey. Harold, this is Bob Belafonte. Bob, give thanks, Belafonte, for Miami.
What's
how y'all
up,
doing?
Belafonte? What's up, baby?
Doing good. I want, before I get to Curtis Blow, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for bringing Curtis Blow on the show. That's ultimate respect right there.
Right. Thank you for that comment, sir. Hey, and let you know, I played your song earlier today. We start the show out with your song. So you were the
guy
opening
that
up with today.
I appreciate it. I love y'all, man. I love the support y'all giving.
We love you too, brother.
And Curtis Blow, first of all, let me digitally bow down to you. I'm bowing down to you right now. And I want to thank you for opening the gates and opening the door for people like me to be able to have an opportunity to do something in this world. Because I don't know if people know or not, but without you, a lot of us out here wouldn't be doing nothing. You know what I mean? And that's really as good as you can get. You know, we don't have no master's degrees in a lot of things, but you open the door to where we can have master's degrees in the music, where we can speak our voice and things like that. So I want to personally thank you from the bottom of my heart for opening that gate for me.
Man, my brother, no problem. No problem at all. You are quite welcome, man. And thank you for recognizing and realizing and supporting, you know, each one.
Right.
Support one.
Right, that's it. And it's really that simple. And I will support you until I can't no more. I want to ask you a question, though, because, you know, as a person coming up in the game, I want to ask you, before you was able to perform for 2,000, 4,000 people and you were trying to come up, what was your mindset? Like, what were you thinking about, and what kept you going to where you were able to perform the 2,000, 4,000 people?
Well, it was basically, you know, I was in school, so I was totally on my grind and trying to work this thing out. I majored in a field that was relative to hip-hop, and that was the field of communications. And
right.
I figured it out. I became a speech broadcaster that gave me,
right.
like the advantage over other cats who weren't in college. So I got some skills, man, that a lot of people didn't have when we were coming up. You know, it gave me an advantage, like knowing how to communicate in the mainstream, English, voice and diction.
Right.
Yeah, I know how to survive in the ghetto, but I know how to survive in the mainstream as well. And that's what you learn in college. You learn information and you acquire this information, and then you learn how to apply it in your normal everyday life. So for me, that gave me, you know, that gave me an advantage over everybody else. You know, just right. being in communications and being in the proper field that was relative to hip hop really, really taught me a lot. I mean, I could write books on this stuff. And it's really,
wow.
really some, a lot of practical knowledge, science, and all of these things that you can learn in school that will give you an advantage over everybody else who doesn't go. For
right.
Real.
You know what? That's so funny that you mentioned that. And you're like one of the first rappers I ever heard that mentioned that they went to school. You know what I mean? And I actually went to school, too, and I actually was very good at speech. And it does help you. And that's crazy
right.
that you said that. Because I can confirm that for you, that it does help you be able to speak in front of people, first of all, and be able to reach people and know how people's reaction is. And that's very
right.
important. And I'm glad that you said it over the airways that you went to school, you know, and it helps you, because a lot of people don't think that helps. And I thank you for even mentioning that.
Hey, man, this is
Gerald. Go ahead.
This is Gerald, man. I went to school too, man. I went up to
– Yeah, we know what school you went to, Gerald.
You know, I'm doing pretty good, man. but Mr. Curtis Blow, I got a question also, my man.
Yeah.
Was there anybody you had beef with in the industry back in the day?
Not really. You know, beef back then wasn't a big problem. You know, we have an argument here and there, and then we would work it out. It never got really bad. You know, all of that stuff started happening later on with guys.
Later on, yeah.
You know,
we want to keep it up the beef anyway.
Know, Yeah. I never was one of those guys that would do. I stayed away from battles. You know, that was never my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Did you hang
out? Did
you hang out with Rick James at all?
Rick wanted me to hang out with him, but I said no. Nah, I'm good. But Rick is a good guy. I want to let you guys know he was a really good guy. He was not like everybody says he was, man. He was, you know, he did a lot for hip hop. You know, he took us out on tour, myself and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. It's one of the major tours when he was hot, him and Tina Marie, when they won all those Grammys, or, you know, Fire and Desire and all those songs, Super Freak and all those songs he had out. They were going out on you know, sold-out tours, but they would take
wow.
out Curtis Blow and Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and the Sugar Hill Gang. He would take us out as the opening act. So we got a chance to travel around the country doing big major tours with Rick, and he was a nice guy every night hanging out with us. Yo, let's party, man. Let's go hang out. You all right? What you need? He was always the nicest guy. You know, supporting hip hop back in those days, so we owe him a lot.
So Curtis,
hey, Curtis Blow, I got somebody on the phone with me right now. I got a legend on the phone with me, man. A legendary DJ.
Is that right?
He helped out a lot of artists. You, I think you know him also. He's a future friend of ours. I want to introduce him to you, to the rest of the world out there. I know we got a lot of people on the phone lines. The phone lines are lit up. I see everybody got questions out there. I'm going to try to get to most of you guys. So give me a little bit of time because the show, Curtis Blow, is going to be done in about maybe 5 minutes, and I still got songs to play. I got a guy on the phone right now that you're probably going to know, the Nerve DJ, Johnny O. What's up, Johnny O?
What's up there, Caesar? How you doing, my brother?
I'm
What's
doing
up,
good,
world?
Man. We got the legendary Curtis Blow on the phone with us tonight, brother.
I hear.
I thought it would be good to call you up, man, because I know we had him on the Nerve DJ call. before. I know he's been on the call, so I say, hey, let me get my man Johnny on the call and let you holler at your boy right quick.
Right. Curtis.
What's going on?
We did a tour together. How you doing, my brother? Long time ago.
I'm good.
1984.
Wow.
Do you remember the Jerry Friesen tour?
Oh, wow. Where did we go?
Rockmaster Scott, Dynamic 3, Red Alert, Kango before they reformed, UTFO, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Curtis Blow, The Real Roxanne.
Oh, okay.
And the lady, she was out of Detroit, the promoter.
I remember that tour.
And she robbed herself in Detroit.
She robbed herself.
Back then. Yeah, in Toledo. She robbed herself in Toledo. She had her boys from Detroit come down and rob her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
It was a good tour. And then we met you a couple of times at the Fever with MC Chill from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
And he got signed to Fever Records.
Okay.
Yeah,
man.
The Grand Wizard Johnny Orr. Oh yeah, real long time ago. Yeah, how you been? Good.
Yeah, man, I've been good. Hanging in there, you know.
Well, Curtis. Yeah. Hey, Curtis. I'm not gonna take any more callers right now because I know you gotta get out of here. Well, I got another song I wanna play from you. It's Show Some Love. I'm gonna play that song right now. I wanna introduce that song to everybody. To the rest of the world.
That's another one of Curtis Blow, y'all. I want you to listen to this song coming up next. This is my new song. Nobody has ever heard this before. And this is more complete. I want you to try to check out and see if you could recognize who is rapping on this song from the old school. I got about 30 rappers on this. It's called Show Some Love. We want to feed the hungry in America. This is another one of our crises. In this country, it's the hunger crisis. Families are going without food. So we're just letting you know we need to show some love and let's feed the hungry. Check this out right here on Black Caesar Radio with Friends.
Show some love. Don't let them starve. Don't let them die. Feed the hungry now.
Fingertips. Matter of fact, your money clips. Spare bits for the less fortunate.
Sick and tired of looking poverty in the face. So famine and the hunger's what I'm trying to erase.
Let me tell you, don't forget the people down on Main Street.
Got nothing to eat.
So many hit by this poverty.
Give a little something.
Show some love for all God's people. We're all the same. Created equal.
I come from a broken home. Don't laugh or knock it.
Broke pipes, broke walls, broke doors, broke pockets.
So I understand the real exchange.
A few missed meals in the government's face to face.
I know them nights when you're cold, alone, and people really don't understand till it hits home.
Live at a level where the economy hits you in your pocket so deep you probably don't eat.
It's America, feed the hungry.
Show some love.
Some love, put your heart in your hand, let go enough. It could be you to start with hope and love. Some food for thought, now soak it up.
Give till you can't get no more, so the people of the world
can't live till they live no more. Four bars is what I gave. You'd be surprised how so little could wind up making so much change.
Don't let my people starve down on the boulevard. Open your heart and let's go.
My people, buy your manger, cause I know that's what they want. Si c'est ça, yo, t'as l'air. Hurry, fais vite, don't waste time, pas perdre du temps. Haïtien, sac passé. Oh, mon cher, nous pas besoin fâché, no need to be upset. Mais laissons-nous tout ensemble, here's the reason we met.
Show love where it's needed till all hunger and famine and disease is defeated.
Can you dig it? Never reaching out.
It's all the plus of America.
People are going hungry
in this land of milk and honey.
Can you stare in the eyes and hear their cries? Do you care if they die or taste tears of life?
For people to nourish, more people to flourish.
Yeah, we need your courage so the people won't get discouraged.
Now you think beyond yourself, give what you got. Show the world some love to that self hot. Open up your eyes, see what you can do. Change the world with love, that's from us to you.
We say we have faith, hope, and truth, but it all means nothing without love. Love's a proof.
Woo!
Yeah, you can say it, but you gotta know it. Can you notice? You can't just feel it, you gotta show it. The love.
Isaiah and Iceman too, just return the ball, and then you talk up too. Deadly and cooking.
enter on the scene, and Ralph Simpson is really mean. Bill Russell didn't take no jump, and Dal Dawkins got a monster dump. To the hoop, y'all.
My pleasure, you guys.
Okay.
Hey, and I will be getting back at you with the television show that we got going on right now, because we want you to be one of those guys in the panelists, so I will be in touch with you about that, sir.
Okay. And Joel, make sure I
yes,
get at
sir.
You.
Okay. All right, cool. I gave him my number.
Hey, Curtis. I'm gonna send it to you on your Facebook page, man. I'm gonna put her stuff
okay.
right in your Facebook page, so it'll be in your chat box.
Okay. All right. All right, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great show.
Great interview.
And God bless you all. Take
God
care.
Bless
God bless you.
God bless
you too, sir.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Okay, guys. We had Curtis blowing the show tonight.
This your boy Paperboy Rail, man. I'm shouting out Nerve DJs, the DJs that got the nerve to break your tracks, not your stacks. Let's get it.
Nice, man. Thanks, man. How about Rail the Hippie?
Nerd DJs all day long, brothers and sisters, breaking it up, chopping up your records. Hey, we're doing it big, man. If you want to get at somebody, if you want to get on, you need to get at us, the DJs, the nerd DJs, the ones that break your stacks and break your racks, stacks, break your tracks and not your stacks. Wow, I'm tongue twisted today. Hey, guys, get with me. We got those promos going for the low right now. You guys need to get at me because I get income tax time in, and, man, the promos are so dirt cheap, man. I got people asking me, dude, are you serious? Are you really serious? I'm selling these promos like left and right. You guys better get on it, guys. Hey, also, check out the A&R magazine. Stacy Darlene, why don't you come front and center and tell them about that magazine, baby?
Well, the magazine, you can get our digital copy of, well, actually, you can get them both, but we have a digital right now of Urban, the Urban Edition, with some really hot articles that have been done. You can get it, order it right directly online. We take all kinds of payments with that. You can see it right there. And we also have the A&R Review magazine. Again, a lot of really good artists. I was really pleased and happy with meeting some fantastic people with some amazing talent.
Thank you,
yeah.
Stacy Darlene.
So,
we appreciate that little forecast you just gave us. Thanks a lot, doll. And we're going to, hey, guys, let's get into the weather, man. The weather is going crazy right now where I'm at in Mississippi. It's 28.9 degrees outside right now. Oh, wow. It's high 29, rain 0, low 29. And we got a forecast for tomorrow. For tomorrow, it's going to be 38 degrees, 22 degrees in the low. So tomorrow's going to be kind of chilly. So, guys, please put on your jackets. Friday, it's going to be nice. It's going to be 45 degrees. And Tupelo, Mississippi, and Shannon, Mississippi, it's going to be about 45 degrees. The lows will be in the 28s, and there's no chances of rain. Well, there is a 30% chance of rain, the upper 30% chance of rain. So you guys, please stay tuned with the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. I got my man Curtis Blow still on the phone line, and we also got Johnny O on the phone line with me, guys. If you guys want to call in, you can call in at 646-716-5971. Once again, that number is 646-716-5971. All you Facebooker, all you Twitter guys, all you Instagrammers, get on the show, guys. This is the show where it all goes.
It's your boy
down.
Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip-hop, Caesar Radio.
Yo, Vienna's not here anymore. I got to get rid of that drop right there. Got to get it out of here. We can't do that. You already know how we do it. We don't really
NerveDJs.com.
Hey, guys, get with the Nerve DJ so we can put your tracks and not your stacks. That's how we do it. Hey, guys, now we're going to coming up right now with 38 minutes to go. We got my girl, Joelle. Where you at, Joelle?
Right here.
Hey, doll, how you doing, Joelle?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, wasn't that a wonderful interview by my man Curtis Blow?
Very. It was nice hearing from him.
Now, here you go, right behind him. You got to make your interview just as nice, man, because these shows are recorded. You get to listen to them over and over and over again. If you have a website, you can post a link to your website where your guests and fans can come and listen to your interviews. If you got any interviews out there, this is the place to come to get an interview. You can call me up at 662-995-0679. If you want an interview, you need to send me a bio, a picture, and two tracks. And it don't matter if they're edited or not. Just send me two tracks, a bio, and a picture. I repeat, the number is 662
Just a little bit.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
I got you. No problem. No problem.
I had to beg you out because I heard that, and I got to make sure if it's the right thing I heard. I got you.
Right. Okay, so you get most of your music, your writing based on experience, would you say?
Exactly.
Okay. And can you tell me what you're listening to right now? I mean, especially since you said, that everything right now is about sex and so forth. So as a woman in the industry, how important is it, do you think, your lyrics should be as far as holding truth?
I'm sorry?
As a woman, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you better now.
Okay. You were saying that you want to make a change in the industry based on that a lot of the lyrics and the stuff that people are singing, and I know especially in hip-hop and so forth, I keep saying everybody's in love with the stripper.
Right.
The song is... Most of it is that you said was about sex. So I wanted to know that how important is it as a female artist to go ahead and hold true to maybe a more positive side on the lyrics?
Because, like, in the music nowadays, all they talk about is, like I said, sex, and they call females out of their names. And I think that guys need to start having more respect for females is what I'm trying to say. And I just think that people are, getting so caught up in the world that they start to forget about God.
Right.
Nice.
Right,
now, are you going to school?
Not at the moment. I'm not.
Not at the moment.
Nice. Me neither. I actually got out of school in fifth grade. And I decided even to go back. So I started actually my pet walking service when I was actually a lot younger.
Wow.
Crazy.
Is that when you started making brownies, Harold? Is that when you started your brownie business?
Yeah, we actually learned from my Uncle Redface out of Florida who has a band there. Gerald, are you there?
Yeah, man. I'm here, man.
What are you... Wow, man. What are you, sleeping?
Oh, man, I'm waiting for Curtis Blow's interview to start, man.
Oh, wow.
You know what, Gerald? You have a new R&B artist in hip hop. And you know what? I have a question for you, right quick, Joelle. You mentioned a lot in the bio that you understand the importance of God and giving back to God. Have you thought that in addition to your I'm sorry, my other line's going. Hip-hop and be that you might focus a little on gospel. Have you ever thought about doing gospel as well?
Yes, I have. But before I start focusing on gospel, I just want to learn more about the Word of God because I go to Life Changing Global Ministry. That's my church that I go to, and I'm starting to learn more about the Word of God. So before I start singing about it, I want to actually, make sure that I make sense of what I'm saying in my songs.
Right. Know what you're saying before you do it. You're most definitely right.
Exactly.
You're a smart young lady. I gotta hand it to you, man. From the first day that I met you online, I mean, you had nothing but knowledge you were spitting out. And you really touched me because you sent me a little letter one time, and it was really a touching letter, and I was like, wow, what can I do? So basically, I'm going to do some things for you, like help you get on different shows, get interviews, and get your music out there. So I'll get your music to the rest of the DJs. Nerd DJs, there's about 1,400 of us. And my DJs, I got 175 DJs right now underneath me, which are called the Grimy Music DJs. And we break music also, just like the Nerd DJs. But the Nerd DJs is a little bit more up your alley because they do email blasts and all. But in order to do that, we would talk after the show, and I'll let you know what you got to do because it's not that much. I mean, it's something simple, and I know you can do it. So I'm going to talk to you after the show. But, Stacey, you got a lot of good questions for her. I don't know where you got these questions from. If I sent the email to you, you actually read the email. But this young lady right now on the phone, I mean, she reminds me so much of my daughter, and I love my daughter to death, and I would help her out any kind of way I can. But I would like to help this artist out right here to get her music out there. So we're going to play her song right now since you guys already brought it up about lately. We're going to get into that song right now. So, Joelle, if you don't mind, how about give me a world premiere on that song?
You said world premiere?
A world premiere on Lately.
All right, well, here go my song Lately that he's about to play. Is dedicated to an ex-boyfriend of mine.
Gerald the Junkie.
Oh, God.
Joel, you're not done. You're not done, ma'am. You got to introduce your song, the Lately song. You're on the DJ Black Season Friends show. I thought we talked about that. Oops.
Yes, you did. All right, well, we're on the DJ Black Season and Friends show, and here goes my song Lately.
Slow to production.
music right there by Joel, man. That was a nice little song. That put me in the mind of, I can't really say who, but anyway, that was a great song, Rick. Joel. Joel.
Thank you,
you got
so
another
much.
Song you sent me, Joel. You got another song you sent me, but it didn't have a name. It just says JoJo. What's that song about?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Remember
that, that song right there is it's a cover song that I did by Adele. You can play that one, too.
Okay, well, we're going to play that, but can you tell me a little bit about it? What's the name of it?
What is the name of the song? Oh, it's called Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
Okay. And let's talk about the song. Let's talk about it a little bit. I mean, we want to play that song because we only have like 22 minutes left, and I want to give you all the time. I want you to give your social networks out as soon as we get done with this next song. But we're going to play the song right now. You want to go ahead and introduce the song to everybody?
Yes, this song right here is Make You Feel My Love, originally from Adele, but it's my cover song.
I knew you love that song, man. That's why I cut your mic off. I didn't even know your mics was cut off. I think what cut your mics off is when I play a certain song, I cut your mics off. And I forgot to cut your mic back on. I just saw you in the booth, my man. We got a lot of people on the phone lines tonight. We're going to take some of the callers right now. I'm going to take the first caller. I'm going to take 863-496. Your mic is open. You go ahead and make a comment now. Your mic is open. Please turn down your radios because we can hear all the feedback coming in right now. 863, your mic is open. Do you have a question?
Yes. I love the music. The music was so nice. Like, I believe that she's going to be an upcoming artist. Like, I see her. I see her already. Like,
nice.
The
how about
concert,
her?
The I see her already.
You can call her to
thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Great job, caller.
You're welcome.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you, caller. We appreciate you, ma'am. Let's take all another right. caller. Okay, hold on one second, ma'am. We're going to take
How about some DMV people? Some people from DMV.
Actually, we got 407. I'm going in order. 407-433. You can speak now. You got a comment. Like to ask a question.
Yes, this is your sister speaking again. I just want to say that mm-hmm. I really love you, Joelle. This song was really beautiful, and she deserves a lot. And everything, yeah. But I just want to say thanks for being there for me all the time.
Nice, man. That's great. Caller, thanks for calling in.
Wait a minute, Caesar.
Yeah.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, what's up, brother?
Let me ask you a question. Is this Joelle DeBarge?
No, man. This is Joelle, upcoming singer.
Wow, man. Did you start drinking again or what, man?
I was just trying to figure out Joelle DeBarge. I like his music or her music. I mean, I don't know if it's a man. I don't know, hell, if it's a man or a damn girl. I don't know. I was just trying to figure out who it's
is. A man or a squirrel? Why
what
would you say
squirrel?
I'll tell you what, that song sounds damn good. I really like it.
Well, thanks a lot.
It
sounds
like
some old
Willie Nelson
comment.
Stuff, man.
We'll
I tell you what, that's a beautiful cover right there. I mean, it ain't
where
making anything.
Where are you at, man? Where are you at?
Beautiful
are you
cover.
A Target?
Walmart.
I don't understand what you're saying, buddy.
Are you looking at covers at Walmart? What are you talking about, man?
I'm in a Dollar General, buddy.
Oh wow.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate
you
calling.
Into your shoes.
Hey, we're about to take another caller. Hold on, guys. Let me cut that mute.
Yeah, honey, I like that. I like that song. I'm telling you, my grandbaby was here jamming to that song. They ain't even saying Adele. They said Joelle.
Yeah.
I thought you went by JoJo. Is it Joelle or JoJo?
She goes by JoJo too, DC. I mean, Harold the Hippie. She goes by JoJo also.
If she need a gospel song, I can write one for her and I can sing it for her and tell her what it means.
Okay.
What'd she say?
Oh, wow.
I write
a
gospel
sorry.
Song.
Hey, Joelle, I'm sorry. I muted you out, man. I thought I was muting out somebody else.
I'm sorry. Joelle, this idiot muted you out. Let me tell you something, honey.
What?
I write you a nice gospel song, and I sing it to you, tell you what it means, and then we can put it out together.
Wow. This man's always trying to write songs to somebody else and can't even talk.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Thanks a lot, guys. Hey, Joelle, let's take another caller, because you got the phone lines lit up out there, baby. We're going to take another phone call. 757, your mic is open. Would you like to ask a question or make a comment?
I would just like to say that Joelle is an amazing singer and that I feel like she will be the next Aaliyah.
Nice,
wow.
How
about a shout-out to Harold the Hippie, man?
Hey, Harold.
We don't want to be the next Aaliyah. Aaliyah ain't here no more.
Shout-out, Harold.
We don't want to be the next Aaliyah.
Everybody, Hey,
you don't
want to
be next to me.
Hey, Miss Pham, hold on one second. Miss Pham, hold on a second, Miss Pham. Hold on one second.
That's a caveman.
Hold on for one second, Miss Pham. Everybody, hold on one second. Let me speak first. Okay, this is what I want to say, Joelle. Now, the guy just came on the phone and said you sound like the next Aaliyah. You could be the next Aaliyah. What do you think about that?
To be honest, I mean, that's a great compliment, but I want to be the next myself.
Exactly.
Right. Good answer. Sounds like you have no training needed because you already know what to say. That was a great answer. That's exactly what I was looking for. Right. Okay, caller, thanks a lot. We appreciate you, 757. Let me cut my girl Stacy back on. She was typing. You could hear all that. I'm sorry, Stacy. You're back on.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take another caller from 202-553. Caller, you're on live.
Hello. Hi, this is Kiki calling for JoJo.
Hey, Kiki.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to call in to support her. JoJo, you're not only talented, but you're gifted. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to always support you.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, Kiki.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's
Kiki,
nice. Thanks,
Kiki. Kiki got it going on, honey. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Hold on one second, guys. Let's take another caller. It's another 202 number, but the next three numbers are 262. Caller, you're live.
Yeah. This is Deron again from DC.
Yes, sir. What's going on, my brother?
Yeah, I'm calling for JoJo. I just want to say, you are very, very, very beautiful and attractive, and your voice is lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you know I'm ready to work with you out over here.
Of course, most definitely.
All right. Nice. Hey, caller. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's your name, man?
My name is Deron from DC.
Okay, how old are you, caller?
I'm 20.
Okay, cool. That's tough. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate
all right.
it. Okay, let's get the caller muted. Let's get him muted back.
I'm 45 years old. 45.
Miss ma'am.
Wow, your son 45?
I'm 45. See, well, that's what I figured.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I'm old and everything. I ain't old. I can play Joel's music and ride around with my drop top and catch all the young men.
Nice, but anybody that farts dirt is old to me.
Well, I tell you what, you need to go to a doctor, honey, because anybody fart dirt, something wrong with them.
Wow. Okay, guys, Joelle, I want you to give all your social networks out, like your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, give all that stuff out, your YouTube, give all that stuff out for us.
All right, my Facebook is called Upcoming Singer. On Twitter, I don't really get on that much, but it's I Baby Smiles, which is IBAYBEESMILES. And my Instagram is Trillis Jojo, which is spelled TRILLEST Jojo.
Wow.
Can
you tell us the Facebook again? Because there's like a lot of upcoming singers.
Hey, Harold, I'm going to pass everything out to you guys, so don't worry about anything. You don't have to give it out again, dog, because I already got it. I'm going to put your Facebook on my Facebook tonight so everybody will know where to get you at, so you don't have to worry about that. Anybody want to get
to
you?
Hey,
he's going to
put you on his Facebook tonight, so everybody can know.
I'm going to give your stuff to Curtis Blow also. I'll pass your information on to him. I'll send it to him in a text message. I'll copy it down on my phone and put in a text message, sent to him. And looks like you got yourself an audition, man. That's pretty cool. And dude, never even heard. Wow. Good, that's good.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Hey, Caesar.
What's up, man?
I got a question for you, honey. Sorry, sugar. Hysteria. But it's somewhere on my hearing, do I have an echo somewhere?
Yeah, you might hear echo. You might hear echo.
I hear some. Every time I say something, I hear something in the background, like something like rumbling or something.
Sounds like you broke into some of my brownies.
Yeah, go again, Jesus. I'm just getting old.
Yeah, you're going to be all right, Miss Man. Hey, guys, check it out. My girl, Joelle, give me your social network out one more time, y'all.
All right, my Facebook is Upcoming Singer, and my Twitter is, I don't really get on like that again, but it's iBabySmiles, which is iBabyBeeSmiles. And my Instagram is Phyllis Jojo, which is spelled CRILLEST Jojo.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot, man. Looks like we got a lot going on right here with this young lady. Let me see what we got going on right now on Facebook. Okay, nothing at all. Okay, I want to say something else to you, lady, because you got a lot going on. You sound really nice on the mic when you're doing something. We're going to end the show with your song again. I just want to know, do you have anything else to say to the audience? Because you put it down so well in your time limit, man. We gave Curtis Blow a lot of time because, you know, people wanted to talk to him, and we had a legend on the show tonight. But we gave you just as much as the same time to get out anything you want to get out there. So you got about 6 minutes left. Is there anything else you would like to say, Joelle?
Yes, I just want to say thank you to my church family, Life Changing Global Ministry. I want to shout out to my homeboy Sean, shout out to my homeboy Orlando, my best friend Vianette, my sister Victoria, and to everybody else that I'm missing. And also, I just want to say that my name is Upcoming Singer on Facebook, but it's there for a reason because y'all going to see me in the future.
Wow, that was nice, man. Hey, no,
Joelle.
We got a short
question,
man.
Can I see you right now? I mean, you sound really good. I don't want to see her now. I'm serious. I can't wait to see her. Sound really good and everything.
Thank you.
Cool. Video or something out right now?
Yeah. Joelle, do you have a video
out?
Hey,
Caesar, you need a...
Do I have a what?
Do you have a video out right now?
We can go out and watch.
Oh, no. That's what I need out. I need a video out ASAP. I'm ready to get to work now.
Well, can I ask you a question, Joelle? Why don't you have a video out? You just don't have it. Do you have nobody to shoot it or what?
That's correct.
Okay. I got people to shoot videos really, really reasonable, real cheap for the low, for like a broke man can afford it. I'll tell you that when I talk to you later on. We'll talk about all that. I'll tell you about the promo. I'll tell you about all that because I got promos for the Lolo right now, and I got everybody jumping on it. Text people are coming in, going crazy with me right now. Oops, I just put my business out there. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I got people going crazy right now for these promos, man, and you will be ideal for it because it's right up your alley. The Joelle, the famous Joelle on the phone, Upcoming Singer, coming to a show. Hey, Harold, are you still there, Harold?
Yeah, I'm here, man. Harold.
Is Harold still there?
Yeah, man, we're both here, man.
Hey, Harold, I got a question for you. What do you think your manager would think about this artist right here? You think he might could work for and book her some shows or what?
Oh, man, I think she's already talked to him like about 3 months ago, man. We didn't realize it was JoJo. We thought it was Joelle. Yeah, she submitted her music to him about 3 months ago. He already talked to her on the phone.
Oh, okay. She don't know who you're talking about, brother. You're talking about DC the Music Man, correct?
DC Productions, yeah, man.
Right, okay.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's an incredible artist, man. I'm glad she's on the show.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Oh, you're welcome.
Right. Well, the reason why she's on the show is because she's so... Yeah, Willie, what'd you say, Willie?
I just have a video about what your father's ever given. I hope you're not a breakdance if you're going to deal with Curtis Blow. I hope you're not doing a breakdance.
No, but she knows how to play basketball. As long as she knows how to play basketball, you can work with Curtis Blow.
Bring it up, bring it up.
Theater. Well, let's end the show with my girl Joelle's song.
What you want to do?
We're going to end the show right now. Well, we got about 2 minutes. Hey, Joelle, we're going to play your song and end the show, all right?
All right, cool. Also, I forgot to give a shout-out to Mixed Boy Banks.
Oh, okay. Give a shout-out to him.
Shout-out to my homeboy, Sean, a.k.a. Mixed Boy Banks.
Cool. Hey, Joelle, it was great having you on the show tonight. You really showed yourself to be an artist that has a lot of upcoming things. You showed a lot of pride in your craft, and we like people to show pride in their craft. And you asked me for my help, and you know what? We might have somebody going to help you out in a couple more days. Me and you, we'll talk tomorrow. How about that? We'll talk tomorrow. I'll call you up, and we'll talk tomorrow about what I could do for you right now. And you tell me what it is that you're trying to do, and we will get together. And also, I'll put you in touch with DC once again, and I'll get on the phone with him and you and me, and we'll all have a conversation and see what we can do for you. In the DMV area, Virginia, Maryland area, that'll be the area that we'll be working with right now.
Absolutely. Hey, Caesar, man, I'd like to give a shout-out to Adonis Progress, Shamaya Trene and Jazz Ray, man. They're really up-and-coming artists as well, man. I just wanted to give them a shout-out, man. And thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. And support the A&R Review magazines, both the original edition and also the urban edition, because we're actually putting on all the artists, as many as possible, indie and celebrity artists and bands.
Take a breath.
Right. Hey, it's
yeah,
Steve,
I like you
there.
Somebody too.
What? I missed that one.
Go ahead,
what's going on, Steve? Honey, I'm about to slap me somebody tonight. I know it ain't
okay.
I know this ain't my ear and my hair days ain't playing no tricks on me like that. You hear that, Caesar?
Yep, I hear it.
Okay,
Jazz. We actually got 10 seconds left for the show. Joelle, thanks for stopping by tonight. We appreciate you. You did a wonderful job. And we want to thank my man Curtis Bo for coming out tonight. All you guys were good. I would like to thank all the guests that are tuned in right now on the show. We actually filled the phone lines up. I thank you guys for coming in and supporting this show. Thank you for the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show guide. And I would like to thank everybody that was tuned in tonight listening to Curtis Blow and Joelle, two wonderful, gifted artists right now on tonight. Thank you, guys. Let me thank the
wonderful, gifted, and wonderful.
Let me thank Harold and Gerald one more time. Since you keep getting interrupted, I'm going to keep thanking them. So you keep interrupting me all night long. You keep interrupting me all night long, Willie. I don't really care. Miss Ma'am, you guys are really, really out there. Hey, Miss Ma'am, thank you for coming by tonight. And thank you, Willie, for stopping by tonight. And I'd like to thank Stacey Darlene for coming in also, the chief editor of the A&R Crap. She's doing a good job with that. Thank you, Stacey. And we will talk to all of you guys next week. The same bad channel, same bad time. Same bet station, guys. I just said same channel. Okay, guys. Anyway, I'm about to get out of here. The show is over. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going to thank you guys tonight online, so be on the lookout. Leave a comment on the things I thank you guys on. It's so stupid. I go in there and I thank everybody. I thank Harold and Gerald. I thank Stacey Darlene, and nobody goes in there and says thank you in return. So please look at the post that I post tonight, which I post everywhere after the show. Willie,
I'll tell you right beforehand.
Hold on one second.
Thank
Willie,
you right
hold
now,
on one
Caesar.
Second.
Thank you, Caesar.
Hold on one second. Willie, hold on one second, please. All right? Hold on one second. Let me finish. When I get finished, you can speak, all right? Always let the black man talk, all right? Okay, check it out, guys. Let me thank you guys once again, guys. Everybody, please look at Facebook, look at Twitter. I'll be going on Twitter. Hey, let me say this before we get out of here, guys. Let me go ahead and tell you guys about the Nerve DJs. The Nerve DJs are having something special We're having let me hold on 1 second. Let me find it. We're having we're having a Nerd DJ's mixer month production at Southwest Show March 12th and 13th at Headhunters. Also, we got coming up all in Austin, Texas, Southeast by Southwest Music Week. If you guys are looking to perform, you can get at the Nerd DJs, get at me, get at any of us. The Nerd DJs are hosting this event, the third annual Mid-South Munster Showcase. You can register online for the Munster production, Nerd DJs Midwest Munster Show. It's going to be something great. That's from March 12th to the 13th. So if you guys want to come to Austin, Texas, please do it then, and get your hotels, get everything. I will be in the house. I will see you guys there. It's going to be a great event, guys. So I advise everybody to be there. Okay, guys, thanks tonight for a wonderful show. Thanks a lot for a wonderful show tonight. Joelle, we'll talk to you later, baby.
Oh, yeah. Cool. It was nice meeting you guys. Thank you for having me.
Oops.
Just come on, baby boy.